that relies on knowing where desired information is and using a word or name to gain access to that information or computer system. I saw it at the movies. Here's an illustration from a favorite movie that many people will remember. In 3 Days of the Condor, the central character, Turner, played by Robert Redford, works for a small research firm contracted by the CIA. One day he comes back from a lunch run to find that all his co-workers have been gunned down. He's left to figure out who has done this and why, all the while knowing that the bad guys, whoever they are looking for him. Late in the story, Turner manages to get the phone number of one of the bad guys. But who is this person, and how can Turner pin down his location? He's in luck. The screenwriter, David Raphael, has happily given Turner a background that includes training as a telephone lineman with the Army Signal Corps, making him knowledgeable about techniques and practices of the phone company. With the bad guy's phone number in hand, Turner knows exactly what to do. In the screenplay, the scene reads like this. Turner reconnects and taps out another number. Ring, ring, then? Woman's voice, filter. CNA, Mrs. Coleman speaking. Turner, into test set. This is Harold Thomas, Mrs. Coleman, customer service. CNA on 202-555-7389, please. Woman's voice, filter. One moment, please. Almost at once. Leonard Atwood, 765 Mackenzie Lane, Chevy Chase, Maryland. Ignoring the fact that the screenwriter mistakenly uses a Washington, D.C. area code for a Maryland address, can you spot what just happened here? Turner, because of his training as a telephone lineman, knew what number to dial in order to reach a phone company office called CNA, the Customer Name and Address Bureau. CNA is set up for the convenience of installers and other authorized phone company personnel. An installer could call CNA and give them a phone number. The CNA clerk would respond by providing the name of the person the phone belongs to and his address. Fooling the phone company. In the real world, the phone number for CNA is a closely guarded secret. Although the phone companies finally caught on and these days are less generous about handing out information so readily, at the time they operated on a variation of speakeasy security that security professionals call security through obscurity. They presumed that anybody who called CNA and knew the proper lingo, customer service, CNA on 555-1234, please, for example, was a person authorized to have the information. Lingo. Security through obscurity. An ineffective method of computer security that relies on keeping secret the details of how the system works, protocols, algorithms, and internal systems. Security through obscurity relies on the false assumption that no one outside a trusted group of people will be able to circumvent the system. Mitnick message. Security through obscurity does not have any effect in blocking social engineering attacks. Every computer system in the world has at least one human that uses it. So, if the attacker is able to manipulate people who use the systems, the obscurity of the system is irrelevant. There was no need to verify or identify oneself. No need to give an employee number. No need for a password that was changed daily. If you knew the number to call and you sounded authentic, then you must be entitled to the information. That was not a very solid assumption on the part of the telephone company. Their only effort at security was to change the phone number on a periodic basis, at least once a year. Even so, the current number at any particular moment was very widely known among phone freaks, who delighted in taking advantage of this convenient source of information and in sharing the how-to-do-it with their fellow freaks. The CNA Bureau trick was one of the first things I learned when I was introduced to the hobby of phone freaking as a teenager. Throughout the world of business and government, speakeasy security is still prevalent. It's likely that any semi-skilled intruder can pass himself off as an authorized person just by putting together enough information about your company's departments, people, and lingo. Sometimes less than that. Sometimes an internal phone number is all it takes. The careless computer manager. Though many employees in organizations are negligent, unconcerned, or unaware of security dangers, you'd expect someone with the title of manager in the computer center of a Fortune 500 corporation to be thoroughly knowledgeable about best security practices, right? You would not expect a computer center manager, someone who is part of his company's information technology department, to fall victim to a simplistic and obvious social engineering con game. Especially not if the social engineer is hardly more than a kid barely out of his teens. But sometimes your expectations can be wrong. Tuning in. Years ago, it was an amusing pastime for many people to keep a radio tuned to the local police or fire department frequencies, listening in on the occasional, highly charged conversations about a bank robbery in progress, an office building on fire, or a high-speed chase as the event unfolded. The radio frequencies used by law enforcement agencies and fire departments used to be available in books at the corner bookstore. Today, they're provided in listings on the web and from a book you can buy at Radio Shack. Frequencies for local, county, state, and in some cases even federal agencies. Of course, it wasn't just the curious who were listening in. Crooks robbing a store in the middle of the night could tune in to hear if a police car was being dispatched to the location. Drug dealers could keep a check on activities of the local drug enforcement agency agents. An arsonist could enhance his sick pleasure by lighting a blaze and then listening to all the radio traffic while firemen struggled to put it out. Over recent years, developments in computer technology have made it possible to encrypt voice messages. As engineers found ways to cram more and more computing power onto a single microchip, they began to build small encrypted radios for law enforcement that kept the bad guys and the curious from listening in. Danny the Eavesdropper. A scanner